This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, as we celebrate Christ as our King, may the hosannas on our lips always be echoed by the hosannas lived in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. There is a red car in the parking lot that has Ontario plates. The keys are in it. The car is running. It is not a Dodge Colt, so it is not part of the Palm Sunday procession today. To whomever it belongs, we would encourage you to go take care of it. I keep tabs on priests that have been part of my life, both on the Roman Catholic and the Episcopal side, and there's one particular back in St. Louis that I was in contact with recently, and he told me this story. He told me the story of working as a college chaplain, and there was a particular student of his, a young lady, whose dad, at the age of 49, had a massive stroke that left him totally debilitated. They had prayed that he would survive the stroke, and he did, but he pretty much was living in sort of a catatonic type of state where he really couldn't respond, couldn't speak, couldn't do much of anything. Well, a period of years passed, and there was some slow, but there was some perceptible improvement. And last Lent, when it came time to get to Holy Week, Dad was doing well enough that she said, we decided we were going to take him to church on Good Friday. And they did. And he was sitting in the church on Good Friday in that usual sort of catatonic, non-responsive state, until they started the reading of the Passion story. And as they were in the midst of that Passion story, she said he started to sit up more erect as if he was paying attention to what was going on. And as the story progressed of the Passion, he started to lean forward as if he didn't want to miss any word that was said. And then it got to the point where they were nailing Jesus to the cross and Jesus dies, and they could see tears streaming down his face. The first signs of any emotion he had showed in 8 years. The Passion story concluded, and the family is all looking over at Dad. And he says the first perceivable word he has said in 8 years. He says, wow. Wow. If there is anything I would wish for every one of us, is that at the end of this week that we call holy, we will be left breathless, speechless, and all we should be able to say is, wow. I challenge you this week to enter into this story as if it is the first time you have ever heard it. Hear what it is, as if it's the very first time. Experience it for what it is, as if it's the very first time. Understand it anew, for the very first time. To hear the story that is a love story that is unmatched by any other. And to understand in the mystery of God's plan that what Jesus does, he does for you. He does it to show how much you are loved. So I challenge you this week. Enter into this Holy Week as a pagan, as an unbeliever, and experience this week in its fullness. And I guarantee you that if you do, you will be like that pagan centurion who stood at the foot of that cross when Jesus died, and he said, "Truly, this man is the Son of God." He could have just as likely just stood there and said, "Wow." May it happen for you that way. Enter into this week and to see him, as we will commemorate on Tuesday night, wash the feet of his disciples in a display of servant ministry, in all humility, as we heard in the Philippians canticle today. Experience him on Wednesday as we commemorate the tenebrae service, the darkness, the shadows service, where Jesus enters into the darkness of Gethsemane, and there, alone in the dark, he prays, lonely, scared, but faithful. Experience the wonder of the Seder, where Jesus gathers with his friends for the Passover feast. And he takes the Seder and gives us this new unfathomable beauty and symbolism that causes us 2,000 years to gather every Sunday in this place. See him on Friday, betrayed, arrested, deserted, lied to, spat upon, tortured with whips, nailed to a piece of wood, and left there to die of asphyxiation. Experience all of that, but experience it in its true sense. You know, it's one thing to not know what was going to happen and go through and do it anyway. It's another thing to progressively see everything go wrong and go ahead and do it anyway. But it's an incredible thing to know exactly what was going to happen and go ahead and do it anyway. Imagine him washing the feet of the very disciples he knew were going to desert him that very night. Imagine him praying, pleading with his Father in heaven, in the garden, knowing what was before him. Imagine him today with this triumphal entry into Jerusalem and all of those people saying, "Hosanna to our King," knowing full well that less than a week later they would be crying out for him to be put to death. And he does it anyway. So I urge you, I challenge you, enter into this week as an unbeliever. And if you enter into it in its fullness, I guarantee at the end of this week, you will be very tired, but you will be breathless. And you, like that Father, the only word we will be able to say to a God that shows us how much we are loved is, "Wow." Amen.